It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Show me the old muscle pull.
I don't like spam.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory.
I says, oh my God, look out the window.
But I can tell you as a first timer, Matt, it felt a lot longer.
The people won't know what to do with themselves. They're going to have to put his pretty face on the radio.
You said balls.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations going out to Greg Zaremba of Mechanicsville, Maryland. Greg gets the tickets to see George Thorogood and Buddy Guy at Wolf Trap on August 13th. Hope he has a good time at the big show.
He will.
I want to mention to each and every one of you that the big show is coming up for us. It's our party on the 8th.
Yay.
We're all going to be out at Bungalow Billiards with the Buzz Babes and Rob's Makeover recently added to the agenda.
The Buzz Babes will have sexy costumes also.
Yeah, they're going to have their brand new costumes.
So I'll be wearing the executive.
The executive. It's going to be very, very exciting. All at the Great Chantilly Sports Bar. Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly, Virginia. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards and brew and great food, too. All you have to do is go to MichaelMaraShow.com to get your info and, more importantly, your directions. Get there early so you can get a good parking space. We're looking forward to seeing you. Should be a lot of fun.
Love it.
And a note for BYOB Friday, this Friday, late in yesterday's broadcast, I did agree to participate with Robert the Angry Mail Band.
Good thinking.
He is not able to make it this particular Friday.
No, he's not.
Oh. I have already spoken preliminarily to our good friends from the Midday Show, Big O and Dukes, who I love to have here.
Yes. Sure.
I would have them here every single BYOB Friday, and they have graciously agreed.
Yay.
Now, the way it normally goes is they're hot to trot to do it, and then like a higher up will say, well, they've got an appearance, which they do on Friday night.
Wow.
And, you know, they want to be fresh for their appearance.
They're young.
They're not. Big O and Dukes aren't saying that.
They're fine.
It's management. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll have those guys come by. So I'm looking forward to another great BYOB Friday. And then a week from Friday, it's the big party on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to see you there, okay?
Please.
Okay.
Oh, did I get all that business taken care of?
Yes, let's go home.
Let's go. I'm all done. I'm going to New York City this weekend.
Yeah,
New York City?
And I got the tickets to that show.
Oh, you got the confirmation.
Going to a Young Frankenstein.
All right.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this.
Another Mel Brooks comedy.
Now, this one, not nearly as hot as The Producers, right?
No. Not a critic's favorite, but I've seen clips. I've heard the score. I think you're going to have a great time.
I mean, it's my favorite Mel Brooks movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny and it's silly. It's good for the kids. So I'm taking my my lovely lady and my two daughters up there, and we're going to hang out in New York City. And you know where we're going?
Where?
We're also going to try to go to that that great steakhouse in Brooklyn. We're going to try to go up there,
cool.
Too.
Oh, cool. Good
know,
for
with
you.
The big, thick steaks
mm-hmm.
there, the Luger's place.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, I think in order to get a table there, you have to have dinner at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That'll be a lovely lunch.
We'll see what
from
happens.
Mike O'Mara.
Beth Ann McBride, McBridian, Meredith, please come to the studio.
There is one song that I'm excited for you to hear on the soundtrack, and it's sung by Andrea Martin, who plays Frau Blücher.
Frau Blücher!
And it's called He Was My Boyfriend.
He Was My Boyfriend.
It's spelled V-A-S. It's very
funny.
I
am here to officially give you you know, your props on this.
Okay.
You pestered me about Kristen the Lion for weeks on end.
Yes.
I was so sick of you saying that. I said no, what, twice?
Three times.
And it was it three times?
And I hit you up at the party.
You came up to the party and said, please, this is people are absolutely going crazy about this. You'd been on the internet. You knew how many hits this was getting. Well, the Today Show does like 15 minutes on it today,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Including the two queens that they had that actually bought the lion. And then you said to me, these guys aren't gay.
No, they're not gay.
Right. The two guys that discovered the lion.
The guys that lived together that actually purchased Christian mm-hmm. were just two friends that owned an antique store.
And yes, lived together. Come on.
They're not gay.
Come
one
on.
Of them had a
men in their like 20s,
uh-huh.
not anymore.
Late 20s that are living together, and it looked like they dressed
business store. Together.
They dressed like, the same. They own an antique store
together.
God, of course, they're gay.
The only
you
business,
had a business
is
partner that was male.
Business.
Does that mean you're gay?
It wasn't.
I didn't own an antique store.
Oh, well, that's they. There were enough for us. But
and incidentally, I met my business partner out in his boat. With a bunch of 21-year-old bikini-clad women on
I'll
it.
I'll tell you this.
When I put my ass through the windshield of his boat.
They may
that.
Or may not say they're gay.
They're not gay.
But I promise you they've made love.
you really don't believe they're gay.
No.
What has someone said to you they're definitely not gay? You said one of the guys has a girlfriend?
A woman was also living with him, which was the girlfriend of one of the guys.
That's right,
I don't know if it was Tony.
A woman was living with them, like, probably in a completely monogamous way. Well, they were upstairs, you know, trying to find the eye.
It was a girlfriend of one of the gentlemen.
Would you like to hear a clip of them speaking in their masculine voices?
A second, though. You know, I know we'd love to talk about this, but this is something for me, personally.
Oh, okay.
Randy in Sacramento. Randy, what can I do for you?
Hey, that Peter Luger's place, that's pretty nice. You must be doing all right for yourself.
No, I'm actually robbing a bank when I get up there.
Yeah, you need to, because it's a pretty darn expensive little restaurant.
Yeah, but half-price appetizers before 4:30.
Yeah, right. Have you been to the place there, Randy?
Yeah, a couple times.
How much are we talking about? New York scares me. I must admit, it does scare me a little.
We've been there in a while.
I have lived in that city. Mm-hmm. It's still, you got to be careful where you go.
It's expensive. What are
we talking about as far as like for a single sit-down dinner for one person?
Well, when we went there, for one person, it's probably about $150.
For one person? Oh, my God, yeah. That's not
what,
true.
What, like with wine and everything?
I hear the bacon.
With wine and everything, there was four of us, and it was $1,000.
Do you get to keep the forks?
Yeah, no.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Well, here's the thing. You know they don't take credit cards.
What? No, it's cash only, or their Peter Luger's card.
I don't think we're going. Thanks for calling, Randy.
Now you
appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's what he
pricey.
Wanted too. He talked me out of it.
$1,000. Somebody writes the bacon is amazing there though. They're
they
serious.
Have that real thick-cut bacon.
Yeah.
You know what's really tasty is a blooming onion.
It's fantastic.
You can always go to Bennigan's.
No rules, just right.
Now, do you want
big sponsor? I'm not making any jokes.
Do you want to hear these queens talking?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the two guys. This is the Today Show this morning. They stole the idea from Beth Ann.
Oh, and also, do you know who what ate the feet of the View women yesterday?
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Do you know what ate the feet of the women on The View yesterday?
What ate the feet?
The fish.
Fish.
Just like you. Snaked The View
Johnny
as well.
Ho. Yeah. Well, come on.
Cutting edge.
Technically, that's not your guess.
It's not.
That's technically Mike O'Mara's guess.
That's right. Right there.
And quite humbling, but it's sort of very beautiful, the response.
Yeah, they're straight.
What do you mean you say quite humbling?
Well, I suppose 35 years later to find that
the man that you have been with carnally loved lions.
They're not gay.
They owned an antique store and bought a furry little lion cub that they played with as grown men, almost 30.
They took it around and showed it off London in their Bentley.
Yes.
That's right.
They had money.
They were wealthy.
They had obviously a lot of money. Will you research that a little bit?
Yeah.
Just do a little more research.
Will
I'd like
Italy.
To know.
Yeah. Are you happy to see your lion? Yes.
Yes.
35 years later.
Yes. Hello, lion. I think they're gay, Beth Ann. Find out for me. Not that it
Do you fancy them homosexual?
Not that it matters. We got Buzz coming up here. John, where are you calling from, John?
Hello, Mike. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hello, John. What can we do for you?
I have good news for you, Mike.
Yes, what is that, sir?
There will be no more starving dogs in Sacramento.
Really? Why is that?
We have traded the dog starver to the Houston Rockets. Ron Artest is out of here.
Ron Artest has left, and he is now...
Ron Artest is out of here.
Yes, he's gone. And who did you get in exchange for Ron Artest?
We got a dear old friend named Bobby Jackson. He is coming back. The short, brown Wonder Man.
I will tell you it's not going to matter because the Kings are moving to Las Vegas. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Buzz. Enough delay. Now it's time for Buzz to play.
With the sex news.
Very good.
In Cincinnati, bond has been set at $500,000 for the guy accused of having sex with a corpse. The guy was working for the county coroner at the time.
Ew.
Coroner says he nearly fell out.
That's the worst thing. If you ask me, what's the worst thing that can happen in a coroner's office would be for someone to exhibit that kind of behavior. That is just absolutely horrific.
Yeah, bold stance by the coroner's office.
I bet it's not the first time or the last time. I think that kind of crap happens.
Oh no,
more.
Coroner Odell Owen says it will not happen again.
Oh, that is nasty stuff.
Between that time period, I think it's about 29 rape kits that we have that we will go back and look and see what are the results. Have they been tested? And try to match up against his DNA.
Oh, you mean they're going to test the corpses?
And you were worried about garbage.
Oh, man. Now, this whole show's got a little nauseating feel to it today.
Not to play devil's advocate, but was the corpse hot?
You are evil. You are, you know, well, and, I mean, you know, and there's, I, look at his cheeks got red when he said it, too.
Based on other facts about the case that I'm not being forthcoming with right now, I would guess she was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when I say hot, I didn't mean temperature. I meant,
I know exactly what you're talking
pretty.
About. Sick Boston.
I'm sorry.
Indeed.
I withdraw the remark.
Let's go to Adam in Kansas about the flesh eating fish. Adam, what do you want to add about the flesh eating fish?
Well, I was on a website a couple days ago looking up those Gararufa fish.
Yes.
And it said more research needs to be done because of the potential for contracting hepatitis and AIDS through them.
No.
No, you're full of crap.
I promise that's what the website is.
I promise, yes. Adam, you're trying to scare us and it's not going to work. Now, see, look at you're grinning and you're laughing. What's the website?
Well, I was going to buy some fish for my dad. He's got psoriasis, but probably still going to do it. It just says that more research needs to be done.
Well, yeah, but what about the whole hepatitis and AIDS thing? So I'm going to get the hivy because I put my feet in a tank?
Yes, with my foot.
Yeah, I don't know. Big grin on his face. That really pisses me off. This whole show's making me feel woozy today. I feel real wobbly today.
Well, this will cheer you up.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
In Missouri, police have busted a prostitution ring that specialized in pregnant women.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing?
I didn't know we were going to have this play out this way. Yeah, I didn't know we were going to have this
flesh-eating fish, hivy, hepatitis, pregnant women, hookers, you know, guys doing dead bodies.
You started it with your maggots.
I know I did. Jesus. I'm really feeling queasy. I feel like we're going deep sea fishing and I don't have Dramamine right now.
Yeah, this story is sick.
In the resort town of Lake Ozark, every hooker in the ring was expecting, including an 18-year-old.
Is that like Missouri, that area?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. The four women were between 3 and 8 months along.
Oh.
They're now looking at up to 6 months in jail each and $500 fines.
You know what we need? Note to Rob.
Yes.
You know, we need a good good violent puking sound.
Okay.
Can we still do that? Or do they get hinky about that now, too?
If Buzz has got something
gross, I can't play a sound effect of somebody getting sick.
I have to check because at one point it was taken from us.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. I remember when it was.
We'll ask again.
What if we just get Dude Walker saying, vomit?
I think I'm going to vomit.
Black.
Yeah, just, you know what? Have that done. I think I'm going to vomit.
I will send him an email forthwith.
He'll do that. He loves that kind of stuff.
That'd be great.
Pro bono.
And it probably also applies here. A new survey in Britain shows that only 2 out of 10 women feel comfortable in a bikini. 8 out of 10 feel they are too chubby for a two-piece.
Yeah.
And the percentage is even lower among younger women. 1 in 10 feels okay in a bikini between the ages of 18 and 24.
How about the men?
That's sad, right? I don't have numbers on that.
Sad, okay. Right?
I was going to say figures on them. But
Those statistics are roughly the same. I asked everyone who works here.
Men in a bikini.
But here's a survey of women that should cheer us up.
Have you seen Chad Duke's impression of Bo?
No, I haven't.
All right, you get ready to collapse on the floor and leave.
Oh, my God. Is he still here?
He might, but just it's so. You know what? If he comes in Friday for BYOB Friday, mm-hmm. I hope we get those guys. We'll have him do Bo.
It'll be hard to have to wait that long, but I will wait.
You listeners might remember Bo. He was the guy that put all the preparation H on his body mm-hmm. to tighten his skin up, and the experiment failed.
Mm-hmm. We call him the fun sponge.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a survey of women that should cheer us up. 85% of women say they are satisfied with the size of their guys.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way women think, too.
But that means that we men have an inferiority complex because only 55% of us feel good about what we're packing.
And incidentally, as far as porn goes,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have that porn star on. What's her name? Hold on a second.
Peter North?
No, not Peter North.
In your dreams, my friend.
Someday, Mike. Someday.
Where is it here? What's her name?
I'd like to get in a fish tank with
her name at the top, please, so I can see what it's at.
Maria? Was it?
No. Carmen.
Oh, Carmen.
All
I see
is Carmen will be in studio. I have to go through. 1, 2, 3, 4. Carmen Hart.
Carmen Hart.
God.
Hart?
I mean, it was a search to
with
find the effing name.
I know.
I'm supposed to mention that Fantasy 60 Girl Night is tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Wow.
And it's been upgraded. Now it's 65 girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's not the age.
That's in Baltimore, right?
Is it?
No, that's not the age.
It's an event that only happens twice a year, along with the upgrade. Adult film star Carmen Hart will perform
mm-hmm.
and guest host. She's going to be on the show Friday.
Well,
I think
she's
coming in here, coming in studio on BYOB Friday.
What will she perform, Mike?
Her stage show.
Does she have an act?
Yeah, they all do. All those porn stars.
I did not know that.
Tricks, ventriloquism. Spinning,
you know, that's how they make, you know, so to speak, that's how they cover their nut, is they actually go ahead and they do that.
Uh-huh.
But what are you doing?
She's come into point.
Will Travers. Oh, did you get him in Italy?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Will, Beth Ann's embarrassed me horribly, Will. Is this the specific reason you bothered Mr. Travers on his Italian holiday?
Hello, Will.
Will?
Hello?
Hello, Will. Again. So, you know,
we were
talking about the two guys that adopted the lion and having a discussion, as many people have in America, about their sexuality, not that it matters. And the fact is, Beth Ann was adamant that they're not gay. I was adamant that they were. And you're here to corroborate Beth Ann McBride and say that they're not gay.
Well, to be quite frank, it's kind of whatever it is, whatever the answer is, it's kind of their business and no one else's.
Yes.
But
thank you.
See,
I'm really glad that Beth Ann got you on from Italy to scold me.
No.
Well, okay, Beth Ann, clear this up. Okay. What the hell's going on? No. As a matter of fact, talk to Beth Ann. You handle it from this point on.
Hey, Will.
You drop this
all I know, I mean, as I say, it's their business and none of mine, but I just know John. I've known John for a long time, and he has kids, and his kids go to the same school as my kids.
I'm so embarrassed.
Draw your own conclusion.
And it doesn't really matter, Will.
No,
and I'm sending a big donation to the Born Free Foundation.
Yay.
Okay.
Me too.
Hey.
Just based on this discussion,
okay.
Will, go back and enjoy your pasta. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
We'll
have
talk to you.
Day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Will.
Jesus, what are you doing to me? You're killing me with that.
Sorry.
Yes, they're not gay. And then he gets on and goes, well, their sexuality is their own business. Asswipe O'Mara. Thank you, Beth Ann, for the setup. Hey,
sorry,
Beth Ann, maybe during the commercial break we can go out into Main Street and you can throw me under a bus.
No.
That'll be fun.
No.
I'll enjoy that.
But at least we've settled it that he has kids, just like Homo Joe.
I know lots of men that have kids. I'm not saying nothing.
Let's move on.
Do not get me in trouble. You better wrap this up.
I'll do it. Well, what I was saying is,
crazy show this
85% of women are satisfied with the size. Only 55% of men feel good about what we're packing. So there's your inferiority complex.
I was just going to say, I'd like to see more porn. I don't know whether this makes me gay. Not that there's wrong with that.
Right.
Anything wrong with that.
Right.
I'd like to see more porn with less freakishly large guys.
Normal size guys.
I'm really tired of that.
I'd like to see more porn with Will Travers.
Just, I'm sure, as women would like to see more normal-sized women in porn. You know, up top.
Oh, up top. I agree with that, too.
You know, maybe that's why some of the younger guys around here are...
These stories and much more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in your Hollywood buzz, Jerry Lewis and his gun.
And it's your own business.
And in the final buzz, Bennigan shuts down in the middle of the night.
Hi, Will Travers. This is Beth Ann McBride. Can you come down? Can you come on the show from Italy on your holiday, which they call it in Britain instead of vacation, and say a few things to Mike to make him look like a total ass stink? Thank you. Okay, I'll put you on hold. Great.
Please
we'll get you right on.
Mike will be with you shortly.
Now, those are the ones she grabs right away.
Yeah,
thanks
really,
for the embarrassment.
Really fast.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to a guy that caught his foot in the rock and, like, got killed almost.
Oh, he's lucky to be alive.
Very
Mike.
Lucky. His name is Dean Ryrie. Right, Rog. Right, Smithman. We'll be back with more fun right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.